Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Oh, I think I'm one of these world's wonderful women. Yeah.
You are?
I'm just saying. Yeah, I think so.
I guess I'm not.
No.
So I guess I probably shouldn't be talking today. But that's fine with me, you know. Yeah. You can do the whole program yourself,
okay,
if you want. But no, I better be here. I'm getting paid
for
this.
I can talk to myself. That's okay.
It'd be all right. But, of course, in today's program, we're talking about how we celebrate the world's wonderful women. And it's March 8th today. So, of course, as you know, that's International Women's Day.
Cool.
And we're going to be talking about that today in today's program.
We sure are, and some history behind it. We have some of these days set aside for celebration because of some people who thought it might be a good idea and worked with governments in different countries to get something passed. So we're going to talk about what it's about, who started it, and maybe some history behind it. But first, as we always do, guys, we're going to read through our lesson. Today's date is March 8th, and if you're wondering what's so special about that, I'm here to tell you. March 8th is International Women's Day. This global celebration was first observed in 1911, and over the years, it's become a day to acknowledge and honor women's contributions to society, politics, economics, and more. International Women's Day was born of rebellion against the strict norms and policies that dictated women's lower societal position. In the early 20th century, thousands of female garment workers in the U.S. went on strike to oppose their poor and often dangerous working conditions. In 1909, National Women's Day was established to pay tribute to those strikes. Not long after, German activists Luisa Zietz and Clara Zetkin proposed an International Women's Day, which was first recognized in 1911. Though the movement began in the U.S., some of its most consequential events took place in Russia in 1917. On March 8th that year, the International Women's Day demonstration drew tens of thousands of women to downtown Petrograd, now St. Petersburg. Calling for bread and peace, the women's protest attracted workers from all over the city. Over the next several days, protesters urging an end to food shortages and World War I filled the streets, sparking the February Revolution and the Tsar's abdication 7 days later. These days, International Women's Day is just as much about protest as it was in 1917. In fact, thanks to hashtag MeToo, some of the largest demonstrations ever took place in 2017 and 2018, with women and men everywhere demanding gender equality and an end to sexual and domestic violence and better reproductive health care. This March, why not join the masses and show support for the wonderful women in your life?
Okay, everybody, let's get to it. Let's discuss the content of today's lesson. The title is Celebrating the World's Wonderful Women. And that's an interesting title here because we've got words that start with W, World's Wonderful Women. That's what Women's Day is all about. We celebrate them, their contributions, all that kind of stuff. Remember, everybody, we all had mothers. So, indeed, we need to celebrate this day together. And today's date is March 8th. Check your calendar. That's the truth. It's the 8th of March. And if you're wondering what's so special about that, I'm here to tell you. I should remind everybody that this article was written by a woman. So if it were a man who wrote this article, well, first of all, a man probably wouldn't write this article to begin with because they probably think March 8th is just like any other day. But our author here is a woman, so she's here to tell you that, hey, this is a special day for women.
I don't agree with you, Tom. There are guys out there now who call themselves feminists because, you know, they're trying to support the women. Yeah, so there are guys out there that actually would know about it and would go. I know there were men, at least in the protest in America, that showed up for the Women's March. So we've got men and women out there both saying the same thing. We want to make things fair. So we've got the date, March 8th. And it's pretty special, I guess, because it's been turned into International Women's Day. This global celebration was first observed back in 1911. Mm. And over the years, it's become a day to acknowledge and honor women's contributions to society, politics, economics, and more. As most of our listeners are aware, back in history, women couldn't vote, couldn't go to school.Couldn't do a lot of things, couldn't work outside the house. And so you were really dependent on marriage. If you couldn't get married to a good guy, your life was pretty awful.
In any case, this celebration was first observed in 1911. And of course, we're supposed to acknowledge and recognize women's contributions to society. Contribution, of course, is the noun form of the verb to contribute, which means you add something to something, you play your part, you play a role.And you're part of the common good of society. So, yes, indeed, we do need to recognize and acknowledge that women are making contributions to society, to politics, to economics, and all sorts of things, even to pop music in the form of Taylor Swift, for example.
You listen to Taylor Swift, huh?
No, but I've heard of her. But I understand she sings a lot of songs about broken romance. But in any case, let's move on now to the next paragraph here. It says, International Women's Day was born of rebellion against the strict norms and policies that dictated women's lower societal position. So, yes, indeed, it was born of rebellion, which basically means it came...from being rebellious, or it was rebellious, basically, because women were kind of fed up at the time because of the strict norms. Norm here as a noun just means things that are expected. Yeah,
right.
Standards, things that are expected of you, the way women were expected to behave. And they kind of thought, hey, we don't want that. That's very restrictive. We don't like it. So we're going to rebel against those norms and we're going to make some changes in society. Societal here just is.An adjective to refer to things that have to do with society, societal change, for example. We're all looking for some kind of societal change as an example here.
Well, women were considered to be lower citizens long ago. And in the early 20th century or the 1900s, thousands of female garment workers in the U.S., they went on strike to oppose their poor and often dangerous working conditions.I think what really helped change things is women working in a factory. They were sewing, and their boss had locked all the doors so they couldn't get out and go outside for a break. A fire broke out, and a lot of those women were burned to death because they couldn't get out of the building fast enough. That's when things really started to change, especially in this garment industry where the hours were long, and it was just really women and children who worked in those factories. A garment just refers to a piece of clothing. It's kind of a more formal word that you'll hear dress designers or clothes designers use. They'll say, oh, I designed this garment to match his personality. Or, I have a lot of beautiful garments on sale. And it is countable. But most normal people, like Tom and I are just normal folks, we don't tend to use the word garment. We use clothes. So just know that. But you will see it if you're in the fashion industry and the clothes industry.They use garment a lot.
Yeah, you wouldn't say clothing workers. No, if you're talking about the industry, you're going to use the word garment. Garment workers. So this happened in the United States, and they were working in poor and dangerous working conditions. So they said, hey, we've had enough of this. We can't take this anymore. So we're going to go on strike, which means they don't go to work, and they stand outside with signs and stuff like that.And they were trying to improve their working conditions. So I guess that's what got the ball rolling for this holiday to come about, International Women's Day, which we'll continue talking about in just a couple of seconds. But right now, we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下今天第一个空格的句子写着 This blank one celebration was first observed in 1911.And over the years, it's become a day to acknowledge and honor women's contributions to society, politics, economics, and more. 在这里提到呢，第一个呢，被看到的这样子的节庆最早，也就是国际妇女节，是在西元1911年实行的。其实这一题要答对，你必须要注意到前面一句提到3月8号是 International Women's Day， 既然是一个国际的妇女节，所以它的庆祝应该是怎么样的呢？我们来看一下第一题的选项 A, global, 全球的 B, abstract, 抽象的 C, fatal, 致命的 D, compact, 紧密结实的既然叫做国际妇女节所以它的庆典庆祝呢就是全球性的节庆所以搭配文意第一题的标准答案就选择 A, global第二个空格的句子也很长，在这里写着 International Women's Day was born of rebellion against the strict norms and policies blank to women's lower societal position.为什么会有国际妇女节的来临呢？正是因为它对于怎么样，然后呢，是一种 rebellion， 是一种反叛。反抗，他反叛反抗什么呢？也就是这种女性较低的社会地位的严格准则跟政策，而这些东西呢，是用来怎么样呢？第二题，在这里要考考同学们句型的概念，这样子的政策，这样子的 norms, 准则呢，则是呢，决定了女性在社会当中比较低的地位。所以我们第二个可以开始刮号，刮到句尾，用来修饰前面的这个名词。所以我们就选择关系代名词 that 再加上过去式的动词 dictated 有决定的意思表示这样子的准则这样子的政策呢造就了女性在社会上比较低的地位所以考同学们句型概念的想法第二题的标准答案就选择 D 选项接着来看到第三个空格的句子 In the early 20th century, thousands of female garment workers in the U.S. went on strike to blank three their poor and often dangerous working conditions. 在这里提到呢，在二十世纪初的时候，美国有数千名的 garment workers, 也就是这些成衣女工，他们罢工怎么样？好，那么他罢工的目的就是要对他们这种很不好，而且常常危险的工作状况来怎么样呢？第三题 A. Mingle 使混合 B. Distract 使分心 C. Oppose 反对对抗 D. Transfer 转换调动他们的抗议罢工就是要来反抗这种很不好的工作环境搭配文意第三题的标准答案就选择 C. Oppose
We're going to take a quick break Stay tuned, we'll be right backWelcome back, guys. We're talking about celebrating International Women's Day, which is March 8th. And when we left you, we were talking about how it got started. There were women who were really rebelling against their position in society back in the early 20th century because they were considered almost second-class citizens. They couldn't vote. They couldn't work much, and it was difficult to get into really goodUniversities, you know, some universities wouldn't take women. It was tough back then. So they actually started rebellion, started a rebellion against some of the strict norms and policies. And in the early 20th century, there were thousands of these female garment workers who were in factories sewing clothes. And they went on strike together to oppose their poor and dangerous working conditions. I talked about the fire.That was a big deal that led to a lot of legal changes. Laws were changed at that point. Well, in 1909, National Women's Day was established to pay tribute to those strikes. If you pay tribute to someone or something, you give them credit for doing something. Maybe they're a hero returning home from war. And if you want to pay tribute to them, you might have a parade and talk about their wonderful heroic acts, things like that. Here, the National Women's Day was established. They set aside this day to actually remember those strikes and what the women were opposing, why they went on strikes, and what got changed because of their strikes. Sometimes strikes are tough because people, you know, can't work. But sometimes the laws end up getting changed because of it. Or sometimes people get an increased salary because they go on strike. Sometimes it doesn't help them. It just depends.
Yeah, it depends on the situation. I think when the air traffic controllers went on strike in the 80s, they just simply lost all their jobs. It was illegal for federal workers to do that.
It's
so
true.
Reagan said, sorry, you guys are out of a job, and they hired new people.
Yeah, there's some industries can't go on strike, like hospitals, the police, you know. We just can't have those people on strikes.
Yeah, it depends on the situation, but these women went on strike, so they established National Women's Day to pay tribute to those strikes, to recognize the strikes and the improvements they brought for women. And not long after, German activists Luisa Zietz and Clara Zetkin proposed an International Women's Day, which was first recognized in 1911. So we've got some German activists there. An activist, of course, is someone who is active to promote political change for some cause or something like that.
Yeah.
They saw what was happening in the U.S. and they thought, hey, we can do that here in Deutschland. And so they proposed this International Women's Day. Yes, we should expand beyond the United States to all countries of the world. And that was recognized just a couple of years later in 1911, a fateful year because, hey, I think that's the first year of the Republic of China.
Now, moving on to the next paragraph, it says, though the movement, and this is a social movement, of course, we have these movements when we want something in our society to change or something we want to, the government to change sometimes. The movement began in the U.S. Even though that's where it started, some of its most consequential events took place in Russia in 1917. Consequential is an adjective that belongs to the noun consequence. And if you're talking about consequences, you're talking about the results or effects of some sort of action that you took. So some of the most consequential events, things that were most important, actually took place in Russia in 1917. On March 8th that year, the International Women's Day demonstration drew tens of thousands of women to downtown Petrograd, now St. Petersburg. And we'll talk about what happened there. But when you're talking about a demonstration, that again is when people go outside and come together as a group to protest something. They usually have signs that people can read and you can let people know why you're demonstrating, why you're protesting. You could call it a protest as well. And it drew tens of thousands of women. That's a lot of women. And this happened again in Russia.
In Russia, okay, so lots of women went into downtown Petrograd, which later became Leningrad, and now it's St. Petersburg. I think it's the second largest city in Russia, and they called for bread and peace. They wanted bread because they were hungry, and they wanted peace because there was violence. And the women's protest attracted workers from all over the city and over the next several days, protesters, or protesters, you could also call them.
Yeah.
They urged an end to the food shortages. That's why they wanted the bread. And they also urged an end to World War I. That's the war that was going on at the time. It ended, I believe, the next year. And so if you urge something, that means you kind of advise someone or you suggest that something happens. So they wanted these things to end. We're sick of being hungry. Please bring in more food and quit sending our boys off to war there. So they wanted an end to those things. And that sparked the February Revolution and the Tsar's abdication 7 days later. So here we've got spark as a verb. That just means it kind of set something off. You could say it triggered this revolution, which took place in February. A revolution, a big change in the government. The American Revolution that began in 1776, or the French Revolution, the Mexican Revolution, etc. All these different countries had revolutions, including the Russian Revolution, which took place, I guess this is called the Bolshevik Revolution, which took place in 1917.
Yeah. Well, one of the consequences of that was that the Tsar, who was their leader of the time, Tsar is a Russian term for their leader, he abdicated 7 days later. Abdication is the noun form. To abdicate means you give up your throne, you give up your crown as the leader of a country. Now, they weren't voted on back then. They were born to that position. They believed in royalty back then. So you abdicate, you give up your throne. And we all know that shortly thereafter, communism took charge over there in Russia, which actually didn't improve anything, to be honest. So, yeah, that's what sparked the revolution was these women who were actually just wanting more food. And they wanted to end World War I that was responsible for millions of people dying.
Indeed. So these days, International Women's Day is just as much about protest as it was in 1917.
Mm.
So, yes, indeed, this still goes on and people still protest. In fact, thanks to, let's see if I can say this correctly,
yeah.
Hashtag Me Too.
Right.
Okay, I don't really do this stuff with a hashtag there. Mm. That's like the Chinese character for well. You know, Jing. So did they say that in Chinese? Jing, me too? Did they say that? I'm not really sure. I should ask somebody before, you know.
I don't know.
Before I take that guess.
If they're doing English, they need to say hashtag.
Hashtag. Okay. It's not tic-tac-toe or percentage
nope.
there. No, it's...
Get with it, Tom.
Yeah, get with the times. Yeah. I try to avoid that stuff as much as possible.
Oh, you need
hashtag stuff.
But use hashtags on Facebook and Twitter all the time. And Instagram, that's how people find different things.
Okay, well, I think it's kind of silly myself, but here, Me Too is definitely a not a silly movement here, of course. It is all about people being sexually harassed in the workplace. So some of the largest demonstrations ever took place in 2017 and 2018, just a couple of years ago, with women and men everywhere demanding gender equality, an end to sexual and domestic violence, and better reproductive health care. So that's kind of the shape of the movement today. The protests of the International Women's Day that took place back in 1917 are echoed today with these demands. So here we've got the verb to demand. That means you really want something. You think that you should have it. I demand equal rights. And if you talk about things having to do with men and women, boys and girls, we're talking about the different genders.
Yeah, and they also wanted an end to sexual and domestic violence. Domestic violence refers to violence that happens in a home where the guy's beating up his wife, or sometimes it happens the reverse, where the wife is beating up the husband. They're both bad. Or maybe a dad's beating up his kids, or the mother's beating up her kids. All of this is bad stuff. They also were wanting better reproductive care. They were wanting birth control pills, I think. That's what they were wanting at that point. They wanted the government to give them that stuff for free, I think is what they wanted. So,
or maternity leave, where they can leave their job for a while to take care of a newborn baby, and they don't have to lose their jobs.
Paternity leave for dads. Mm. Yeah, but they were focused more on the ladies, of course. So those were the things they were marching for, some of the demonstrations that took place. So those were some of the themes. I thought it was interesting the Women's March in America had different groups come together, and some of them didn't actually believe in the same things. It was kind of interesting. But it was, I think it was probably helpful to some of those women just to be able to get out there and express themselves. I didn't support it. I'm over here. But I had a friend who took off work in New York and went down to D.C. to participate. But there were some crazy people out there, too. Make sure you know what the demonstration is actually standing for before you get involved. Sometimes you might be surprised to find out it's not exactly what you think it is. So I think demonstrating is a good thing we can do in democracies. That's what we have. We get to tell people how we feel. We're a democracy. But make sure you know what you're protesting.
And, of course, our final question is, this March, why not join the masses and show support for the wonderful women in your life? I wonder if there are going to be any kind of demonstrations taking place here in Taiwan. I haven't heard of a big one for the women, but you never know. Okay,
right.
That brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Let's hear now from our Chinese teacher.
接着到了第四个空格的句子里面提到 Not long after, German activists Louise Zies and Clara Zetkin proposed an International Women's Day, blank 4 was first recognized in 1911.在这里提到呢，有两位德国的激进分子，他们提议了国际妇女节。然后在这里补充说明一下，国际妇女节呢，最早是在西元1911年得到正式的认可。在这里呢 ，International Women's Day 是一个专有名词，打上逗号，然后我们要加的是 which 来代替前面的这个国际妇女节做补充说明。它是在1911年得到正式的认可，所以第四题的标准答案就选择 D, which 选项。再来我们来看到第五个空格 blank 5 for bread and peas, the women's protest attracted workers from all over the city.在这里呢，一样要考考同学分词构句的概念。后面的主词 the women's protest 指的呢，就是这些女性的抗议活动。她做了什么事情，然后吸引了来自全城各地的工人到这边来。那他们最主要是呼吁，要求要有面包跟和平。在这里呢，这样子的抗议活动，它的呼吁是用主动的方式，所以分词构句呢可以用来表达前因后果，因为有这样的呼吁，所以他们的抗议活动也就吸引了很多人来主动，所以我们就选择标准答案 C, calling。 接着来看第六个空格 Over the next several days, protesters urging an end to food blank 6 and World War 1filled the streets. 在这里提到呢，这些抗议的人，然后我们建议同学从 urging 开始刮号，刮到 World War One， 然后用来修饰前面的 protesters。这些抗议的人呢，他们要求能够结束食物的什么跟第一次世界大战。真正的动词是 filled， 这些人充满了街道，所以他们要求是结束食物短缺的问题，所以第六题我们可以选择 B 选项 shortages， 其他选项 A diplomas 学位， C physicists 物理学家， D outcomes 结果都不是正确的答案。最后我们来看到第七个空格，这边提到呢，我们直接看后半句 With women and men everywhere demanding gender blank 7 an end to sexual and domestic violence and better reproductive health care， 其实这些呢，男男女女在这一天都要求性别的什么，可想而知国际妇女节当然要求的是性别的平等，所以第七题可以选择 A 选项 equality 就平等的意思， B anxiety 焦虑， C departure 离开， D sculpture 雕刻都非正解。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our very fine program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie. Bye.
Bye.